Best Speed Cubes for Beginners, ranked 2026. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. A speed cube is a modern 3x3 engineered to turn fast, cut corners, and snap into place with internal magnets. Everything the stiff retail Rubik's brand is not. Whatever you buy, the cube is only half the practice. Learn the beginner layer-by-layer method first, J-Perm and Cube. Academy are the dojos of choice, then graduate to CFOP. The student who masters one humble cube outpaces the one who collects 10. In the Edo period, a craftsman carved a puzzle box and sealed it completely. The answer was hidden, yes, but also the question of how to hide it well enough that the seeker's hands did the thinking. 400 years later, we ask the same thing of speed cubes. The retail Rubik's brand, built to toy specifications, was never meant to be solved quickly. It is stiff. It locks. It punishes the hand for imprecision instead of forgiving it. A true speed cube is a different object entirely, lighter, engineered with rounded internal geometry so the layers slip past misalignment, magnetized so each face snaps into place, and tunable so you can shape it to your own turning. When you hold both in your palm, the difference is not philosophy. It is craft. The beautiful truth of 2026 is that this transformation costs $9. The single most important upgrade from retail to genuine magnetic speed cube is within reach of any hand. Beyond that, the prices climb $19, $25, $59, but you are paying for refinement, not revolution. A flagship is a magnificent instrument in trained hands. In untrained hands, it does nothing a $9 cube cannot do. The dojo's first lesson is to know the difference between the two. This guide walks the full lineage. 10 real, verifiable cubes ranked by need, best overall, best premium, best when every dollar counts, best for the young seeker, the flagship for those who insist. Each carries real prices and real places to buy from the makers themselves. But before any of it, the cube is only half the path. Buy it. Then learn the layer-by-layer method. Let it become automatic. Then climb to CFOP. The student who masters one humble cube will always outpace the one who collects 10. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a speed cube different from a Rubik's brand cube? Pick up a retail Rubik's brand cube and a MoU RS3M side by side, and your hands will teach you more than any spec sheet. The difference lives in four places: corner cutting, magnets, turning smoothness, and adjustability. Corner cutting is the heart of it. When you turn a layer, the layer beneath is rarely perfectly aligned, it sits a few degrees off. A retail Rubik's cube, faced with that misalignment, locks up or pops a piece loose. A speed cube simply slices through it, the rounded internal geometry letting the layer rotate even when the cube is visibly crooked. This is why fast solvers can blur through dozens of moves without pausing to straighten the cube. Modern speed cubes cut both forward and in reverse. The legendary Da Yan Gu Hong was the first cube ever to manage reverse corner cutting, and that innovation rippled through every cube that followed. Magnets are the second revolution. Inside each corner, an edge piece of a modern speed cube sit tiny magnets, polarity marked so that as a layer completes its turn, the pieces gently asterisk snap asterisk into alignment. The effect is twofold. The cube stops itself cleanly at 90 degrees instead of overshooting, and the hand learns to feel that click as a checkpoint. Before 2016, magnets were a hobbyist modification. Today, every cube worth owning ships with them factory installed. Some flagships now place magnets in the core itself, ball core, and core magnet designs for an even more controlled stop. Smoothness comes from better plastic, precision molding, and lubricant. A good speed cube turns with a quiet, buttery glide where a Rubik's brand grinds. Adjustability is the final gift. Most speed cubes let you tune spring tension and magnet strength to taste, so the same cube can feel loose and fast or tight and stable. A retail Rubik's offers none of this, it is one fixed, stiff experience. The lesson is simple. The Rubik's brand sells a toy, the speed cube makers sell an instrument. You would not learn the violin on a plank with strings nailed to it. A craftsman's tool does not fight the craftsman. it disappears into the work. The $9 epiphany: if you have only ever touched a retail Rubik's brand cube, the very first magnetic speed cube you hold will feel like a different category of object. Stickerless is the modern default. Nearly every speed cube today is stickerless. The colors are molded into the plastic, so they never peel, fade, or chip. Older sticker cubes still exist for those who love the look, but for a beginner, stickerless means one less thing to ever wear out. Which speed cube should a complete beginner buy first? I will not make you wait for the answer the way lesser guides do. For the overwhelming majority of beginners in 2026, the cube is the MoU RS3 MV5 in its standard magnetic form for roughly $9. It is the rightful heir to the best-selling speed cube of all time, the RS3 M2020, and it improves on that legend while somehow costing even less. Why this cube, specifically? Because it removes every excuse. It weighs about 65 grams, light enough that small or tired hands never strain. It turns fast but stays controllable, forgiving the imprecise turns a beginner makes constantly. And it is astonishingly good the moment you open the box, requiring no lubricant, no setup, no tuning to be enjoyable. The reviews are not marketing fluff, they are a chorus. One buyer on the cubicle wrote simply, "New best cheap cube hands down." Another, named Alethia, titled her review, "This is only $9," and said, "If you handed me this cube, there is one honest caveat the community raises and a true teacher does not hide it. Some beginners are briefly confused by the RS3M's tension and magnet adjustment system. They do not realize the cube is asterisk to be tuned, and the out-of-box setting can feel slightly tight or dry. The remedy takes 30 seconds. Loosen each face's tension by a turn or two, or simply watch a 2-minute setup video. After that, the cube blooms. This minor learning curve is not a flaw, it is your first lesson in the speedcuber's craft of making a cube your own. If you want zero setup whatsoever and a touch more polish, the alternative answer is the GAN-356ME at about $19. The famous GAN smoothness, ready to go, which we'll honor in the premium section. But for pure value, nothing dethrones the RS3 MV5. The master does not seek the rarest tool, he seeks the one his hands forget they are holding. Buy one cube, not five. New cubers often want to buy several cubes to compare. Resist this. Buy one good cube and put 100 solves through it before you even think about a second. You cannot feel the difference between cubes until your hands have memory, and memory only comes from repetition on a single instrument. What the forums actually recommend on speed solving, the standing advice to budget-conscious first-timers is consistent. Get an RS3M, any year variant is fine, because the adjustment system is easy to learn and the performance punches far above the price. The 2020 and V5 are both repeatedly named as safe first cubes. Are magnets really worth it? And what about maglev and ball core? Yes. Unreservedly, for a beginner, magnets are worth it, and the good news is you no longer have to pay extra for them. Every cube in this guide is magnetic, because in 2026 a non-magnetic speed cube is an antique. But the kinds of magnet systems have multiplied, and the marketing around them can bewilder a newcomer. Let me cut through it. Standard inner piece magnets are what you get in nearly every cube, including our top pick. Small magnets in the corners and edges pull each layer into alignment as it completes a turn. They give that satisfying asterisk click and stop the cube cleanly. For learning to solve, this is all you will ever need. The Qiyi MS, RS3 MV5, and GAN-356ME all use this proven system, and they are wonderful. Maglev, magnetic levitation, replaces the cube's traditional springs with sets of repelling ring magnets. Instead of a metal spring pushing the center outward, opposing magnets float it on an invisible cushion. The payoff is a quieter cube, no spring, ping, and a smoother, more consistent feel that some solvers adore. MoU's RS3M 2021 Maglev was an early mass market example. Is it better? It is asterisk different asterisk. many top cubers actually still prefer springs. For a beginner, maglev is a pleasant luxury, not a necessity. Ball core and core magnet designs are the flagship frontier. Here, magnets are added to the very center mechanism at the 45-degree mark, so the cube gets a second, stronger correction force during big overshoots. The result is exceptional stability. The cube resists locking up even on wild, fast turns. This is genuinely excellent engineering, found in cubes like the MoYu Weilong WRM and the premium Ballcore RS3M variants. But understand what it buys you. It helps an asterisk already fast solver push harder. A beginner making careful, deliberate turns will scarcely notice the difference. So here is the dojo's honest hierarchy for a newcomer. Get magnets, you can't avoid them. Enjoy maglev if it comes in your budget cube, and do not pay a flagship premium for ball core until your solves are fast enough to feel it. The technology is real. The need for the most advanced version this early is not. Buy the feature your hands can feel today, not the one a champion's hands would feel tomorrow. Asterisk. Classic 3x3 cube illustration, Vector. Maglev is sold harder than it solves. The cubing community is openly split on maglev. It removes spring noise and feels smooth, yes, but plenty of elite solvers main spring cubes and feel zero disadvantage. If a maglev cube costs meaningfully more than a comparable spring cube, you are paying largely for quiet and novelty, not speed. Magnet strength is adjustable on many cubes on adjustable cubes like the GAN-356ME and YJ-MGC Elite V2. You can dial magnet strength up or down with the included tool. Beginners usually like a medium to strong setting. The clearer the snap, the easier it is to feel when a layer is home. Is GAN worth the money, or is it overpriced hype? This is the question that divides every cubing forum, so the dojo will answer it plainly. GAN makes some of the finest cubes in the world. Asterisk and GAN is the brand most likely to separate a beginner from money they did not need to spend. Both things are true. Wisdom is knowing which GAN to buy and which to walk past. Start with what GAN does right. GAN pioneered modern flagship features. Adjustable everything, core magnet systems, maglev ultralight builds. In trained hands, these are extraordinary instruments and worth their price to the people who can use them. Now the candor. You would be buying a Formula One car to learn to drive in a parking lot. The honest middle path, and GAN's best-kept secret for newcomers, is the GAN-356ME at about $19. It delivers the recognizable GAN smoothness, the adjustability, the build quality, at a price that competes directly with budget kings. One, the cubicle reviewer Ruben wrote that it is insanely good for its price. Better than the RS3M 2020. And it's only $18. That is the GAN a beginner should consider if they want the GAN name and feel without the flagship tax. The GAN-356M, an older GAN-356 RS sit in the same sensible budget to mid-range territory. So, is GAN worth the money? The 356ME, absolutely. Pay for the cube that serves your hands as they are today. The expensive tool flatters the master and exposes the novice. Buy the one that teaches, not the one that boasts. Asterisk. GAN-12M Maglev UV, GAN Flagship 3x3. The flagship will not make you fast. No cube on earth shaves seconds off a beginner's time the way asterisk practice asterisk does. Flagships reward solvers who have already wrung every advantage out of technique. Earn the upgrade. If you want a GAN, start at the ME by this before you ever consider a GAN 12, 13, 14, or 15, and you may find you never need to. What's the best speed cube for a child or a gift? When the cube is for a child or a gift for someone who has never solved one, the calculus shifts. Now you are optimizing for three things. Low cost. It may get dropped, lost, or abandoned, forgiving turning, small hands, imperfect technique, and zero setup. No parent wants to tension a cube. Happily, the same humble champions serve here beautifully. The MoYu RS3 MV5 remains the top recommendation even for kids, for all the reasons it tops the overall list. Light, forgiving, fast, and $9. If a child loses or breaks it, the loss stings little, and a replacement is trivial. The one parental task is a quick tension loosening out of the box so the cube turns easily for young hands, 30 seconds with the included experience, and it's done. For the absolute lowest entry point, the Qiyi MS at around $8 is the people's champion. It is not the most refined cube in any single dimension, but its overall quality wildly outstrips its price, and the corner cutting is smooth straight from the box. A speed-solving reviewer called it a pretty good beginner's cube, and another summed up the whole appeal. It's for those of you who do not want to spend too much money, but the quality must exceed the price range. For a classroom set, a party favor, or a curious kid you're not sure will stick with it, the Qiyi MS is the wise buy. Buy two. A gentle warning on the alternative. The temptation is to grab a retail Rubik's brand cube off a store shelf because it's familiar and right there. Resist it for anyone who genuinely wants to learn asterisk. As the community bluntly puts it, retail Rubik's cubes at this point are more for collectors and people who won't actually learn to solve it. A child handed a stiff, locking Rubik's brand cube is a child far more likely to give up in frustration. The kindest gift you can give a budding solver is a cube that cooperates, and that means a real magnetic speed cube, even a cheap one. Pair any of these with a link to a free beginner tutorial, and you have given not just a toy, but a doorway. Give a child a tool that rewards their effort, and you give them the will to try again. Loosen it before you wrap it if you're gifting an RS3M to a young or new solver. Loosen the tensions a turn or two beforehand so it turns freely the moment they open it. A first impression of effortless turning is what hooks a beginner. The honest take on retail Rubik's, the cubing community, is candid that the classic Rubik's brand is now mostly a collector's and gift shelf item, not a learner's tool. How do I actually learn to solve it, and what should I add after the 3x3? A cube is a key, but you still have to learn the lock. The dojo's path has two stages, and the discipline is in not skipping the first. Stage 1. The beginner layer-by-layer method. Do not start with the intimidating algorithm sheets you've seen online. Begin with a simple layer-by-layer solve, which breaks the cube into manageable steps. Solve one face's cross, then its corners, then the middle layer, then the top. The best free teacher in the world for this is Jay Perm on YouTube and at jperm.net. His beginner tutorial is designed so you barely need to memorize notation, and most students reach a full solve in an afternoon, landing somewhere around 2 to 4 minutes. Cube. Academy and Solve the Cube are excellent companion sites with clean, patient walkthroughs. Spend a week here. Solve the cube 50 times. Let it become automatic before you reach for speed. Stage 2. CFOP. When the beginner method feels slow, graduate to CFOP. The method nearly every world-class speedcuber uses. The name is its four steps. Cross, F2L, first two layers, solved together intuitively. OLL, orient the last layer, and PLL, permute the last layer. The wise approach is to learn it in pieces. Start with intuitive F2L while still using your beginner last layer steps. Then learn Tuluk, OLL and PLL, simplified versions needing only a handful of algorithms, before tackling the full sets. JPerm and Cube. Academy both have complete free CFOP courses. This is a journey of months, not days, and that is exactly as it should be. The cross becomes the most important step you'll ever drill. What to add after the 3x3? Once the 3x3 feels like home, the natural companions are the 2x2 and the 4x4. Both share DNA with our 3x3 picks, so the feel will be familiar. But hear me, do not buy the 2x2 and 4x4 until the 3x3 is solved cold. Breadth without depth is how beginners stall. Master one cube completely before you touch a second. Depth is the only road to speed. Asterisk. Rubik's Speed Cube, Spin Master, Stickerless Tiles. Learn Tuluk before full CFOP. The leap from beginner method to full CFOP is huge, 78 algorithms for the last layer alone. Don't. Learn intuitive F2L first, then Tuluk OLL and Tuluk PLL, which need only a handful of algorithms each. Most of your time gains come from F2L and the cross long before you finish memorizing every case. Where the community sends every beginner ask RQBers or speed solving how to learn, and the answer is near unanimous. JPerm's free tutorials for the beginner method, then his CFOP series. Paired with Cube Academy and Solve the Cube, you have a complete, free curriculum from first solve to sub-30-second ambitions. Final verdict. If you take one thing from the dojo, take this. Buy the MoURS3MV5 for about $9 and start practicing today. It is the best beginner speed cube for nearly everyone, light, fast, forgiving, and so good out of the box that the only real question is why you'd spend more. Above all, remember that the cube is only half the path. Learn the beginner layer-by-layer method with JPerm, drill it until it's automatic, then climb into CFOP. The student who masters one humble cube will always outpace the one who collects 10. Buy the humble cube, then practice. Frequently asked questions. What is a speed cube? A speed cube is a 3x3 or other size puzzle engineered for fast, smooth solving, the opposite of the stiff classic Rubik's brand. It has rounded internal geometry for corner cutting, turning even when layers are misaligned, internal magnets that snap each layer into place, slick low-friction plastic and adjustable tension and magnets. In short, it cooperates with your hands instead of fighting them. What's the best speed cube for a beginner? It's light, -65G, fast, forgiving of imperfect turns, and excellent straight out of the box. Both vastly outperform any retail Rubik's brand cube. Are magnets worth it in a speed cube? Yes, and you no longer pay extra for them. Every cube worth buying in 2026 is magnetic. Magnets pull each layer into clean alignment as you turn, giving a satisfying click and stopping the cube precisely at 90 degrees. For a beginner, standard magnets are all you need. They make the cube dramatically easier to control than a non-magnetic or retail cube. What's the best cheap speed cube? Either is a fantastic, genuinely good magnetic speed cube for under $10, ideal for a first cube, a gift, or a classroom set. Is GAN worth the money? It depends which GAN. Buy GAN at the ME tier, earn the flagship later. How do I learn to solve a Rubik's Cube? Start with the beginner layer-by-layer method, solve one layer at a time. JPerm's free tutorial, JPerm. Net and YouTube is the gold standard. Most people reach a full solve in an afternoon, around 2 to 4 minutes. Once that's automatic, graduate to CFOP, Cross, F2L, OLL, PLL, the method top cubers use. Cube. Academy and Solve the Cube are excellent free companions. What's the best speed cube for kids? Loosen the tensions a turn or two before gifting so it turns easily for small hands. Avoid handing a beginner the stiff retail Rubik's brand cube. It frustrates new solvers. What is corner cutting? Corner cutting is a speed cube's ability to complete a turn even when the layer beneath is slightly misaligned, slicing through the gap instead of locking up or popping a piece. It's the single biggest hardware advantage over a retail Rubik's cube. It lets you turn fast and sloppy without the cube jamming. Modern cubes cut both forward and in reverse. Do I need to lube my speed cube? Not to start. Top budget cubes like the RS3MV5 and Qiyi MS are great out of the box with no lubricant. As you advance, a drop of cube-specific lube can fine-tune the feel, but it's optional and never required for a beginner. The more useful early adjustment is simply loosening the tension a turn or two if the cube feels tight. Maglev versus spring, what's the difference? Springs are the traditional mechanism pushing each center outward. Maglev replaces them with repelling ring magnets, so the center floats on a magnetic cushion. Quieter, no spring, ping, and smoother to some hands. Neither is universally better. Many elite cubers still prefer springs. For a beginner, spring versus maglev is a preference, not a performance gap. Don't pay a big premium for maglev alone. What's the best 2x2 or 4x4 to add after the 3x3? Add either only after you can solve the 3x3 reliably, depth before breadth. Where should I buy a speed cube? Buy from dedicated cubing retailers for authentic stock, fair prices, and proper support. The Cubicle, Speed Cube Shop, and Cubalilo are the trusted names, with Speed Cube Store and Cuboss also reputable. Puzzlewick points you to the makers and these shops. We don't sell cubes ourselves. Avoid sketchy marketplace listings, where counterfeits and mislabeled versions are common.